Before we get going on this episode, we wanted to let you know about a new hybrid health check tool that Audium has just launched. It's for any organisation to check the pulse of their current approach to hybrid work, or any work style for that matter. And our AI-powered analytics engine uses your employees' comments to help you understand what's helping and hindering your people wherever they're working. And because Audium takes a holistic perspective, you can get fast, evidence-based, actionable insights about their spaces, their technology, and the business impacts of their day-to-day employee workplace experience. Now, Ian, can you give us a little example of how this can help organisations?
So let me quickly tell you about a global non-profit called World Animal Protection. They're an animal welfare charity with people working all over the world. And during the pandemic, they pivoted to a choice-based version of hybrid called Work Appropriately, which means that they've got different teams working together in different ways, pretty much in every time zone. Now, they've been using Audium to both monitor the workplace experience of their global workforce and also to inform their future workplace strategy. They've collected data using Audium, like the new hybrid health check, and they've also run existing employee engagement data that they already had collected through Audium's AI to find more actionable workplace insights.
So there you go, folks. Whatever your flavour of hybrid or blend of work styles, you can unlock your workplace potential with Audium. To find out more about the hybrid health check, visit audium.io/hybrid.
Hello and welcome to Workplace Geeks, the show that joins the dots between workplace research and professional practice, hopefully in a thought-provoking and entertaining way. I'm Ian Ellison. And this bit is usually done by Chris Moriarty, but he's pretty much lost his voice, which, if you know Chris anywhere as well as I do, will practically be torture for him. We just thought we'd put out a very quick update because, well, on the one hand, many of our loyal listeners will be wondering when season 3 is actually going to drop. And on the other, you might have found your way here from the brand new Science of Service podcast, a series we've done with Mighty to explore the future of workplace, the FM industry, and the increasing influence of digital technology and AI through the perspectives of some amazing Mighty experts, their clients, and industry pundits too. It's more of a documentary format than our normal Workplace Geeks conversations, so it took literally months to make, and we're really proud of the result. We'd love to hear what you think too, and hopefully you'll see some of the promo about it on your socials. So, sorry, no new show today. However, season 3 is coming soon, and trust us, we have some great guests lined up already. And before we get started with our research interviews and reflection sections in earnest, we'll be dropping highlight shows from both Workplace Trends and WorkTech 2023, two amazing conferences that happened in London late last year. But let's just imagine you're here for the first time, because this is the first you've heard of the Workplace Geeks, and you want to know what it's all about. So for now, Chris and I thought it might be worth recommending some past episodes to wet your whistle and get you engaged quick. Some of you podcast connoisseurs might feel the urge to go right back to the start. Episode 1, recorded way back in February 2022. You could do this. It makes the case for the show very well and features Professor Matt Tucker and journalist Mark Eltringham. It's called Workplace Geeks Assemble. But you don't have to, and you certainly don't have to listen in sequence. Have a scroll through the titles, the guests, the topics, see what tickles you fancy. If your attention span is on the short side, try the Workplace Trends specials. They're a great, accessible way to get your feet wet, and the conference itself is one of the friendliest and most diverse in the industry. If you want to know where all the interest in home and hybrid working really started, go meet Jack Nillis in episode 4 of season 1, The Compadre of Telework. If you want to consider neurodiversity differently, go find Josh Artis in episode 5 of season 2. That one's called Dignity and Justice. And if you want to hear how psychoanalytic techniques can be applied to workplace challenges, go listen to Gabriella Brown in episode 3 of season 2 called Not Fact, But Truthfulness. And if you want to hear how a single photograph can unlock the other 90% of new workplace insights, go learn about photo elicitation with Dr. Harriet Short in season 1, episode 5. So It's fair to say there's loads already for you to go at, and I promise new shows coming soon. In the meantime, enjoy the Science of Service podcast from Mighty, hosted by me and Chris, the Workplace Geeks. And by all means, get involved. Workplace Geeks is a community where we learn to be better at uncovering workplace insights together. Contact us by email, hello@workplacegeeks.org. Follow us on LinkedIn, #WorkplaceGeeks, and follow our Workplace Geeks page there as well. Sign up for our newsletter on audiem.io. That's audiem.io. And if you'd like to get the Workplace Geeks involved in your own conference or event, give us a shout. So that's all from us for now. See you soon, folks.
If you're looking for more Workplace Geeks content to keep you ticking over until the next episode, why not check out the Mighty Science of Service podcast, hosted by me and Ian, which sees us exploring the ways that their clients are using cutting-edge technology to transform their approaches to the climate, security, workplace experience, and health and hygiene. Search for the Science of Service podcast and visit mighty.com/podcasts. That's MITIE.com/podcasts.